child support agency. You never really loved me. You never really loved my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live as a man.
Are you a St. Petersburg police officer?
Yes, sir.
That's cool.
Yeah. Good job.
You ever arrested anybody that had a child support warrant before?
I have.
Really? What do you mean you're not a big fan of them?
Because that was like specifically written into the Constitution to go debtor's prison.
Right.
So you shouldn't be sending someone to jail over money.
I want to talk today about going to court. I need to submit some paperwork and get this $300 dropped way down as close to zero as possible. I need to do that because I need the health care. I need health insurance. And overseas in Greece, they got universal health care. So the child and his mother are covered no matter what. But because I live in the United States, I'm not. So in order for me to get covered, I need to be able to afford that insurance, health insurance every month. So in order to do that, I have to negate a bill. And that one seems to be one that I need to negate. So I need to gather all this paperwork. I don't know what I'm doing. Of course, I'm scared. I'm always scared about everything. But that doesn't stop me. I'll ask questions, probably make a lot of mistakes, and find my way through it. The main thing is these people don't, they always, if you ask them anything, they always fire back with, I'm not allowed to give legal advice. And this is not legal advice. It's procedural direction. It's not legal advice. I need to impress this upon the people. They don't think that they're doing anything wrong, and they're not doing anything wrong. All I need to know is what to do next. And I'll ask the judge. I ask the clerk's office people that I see, the bailiffs. I'll ask anybody. I don't even care. I'll just ask questions. And more than likely, I'll learn stuff. It's been, I don't know, since October 2017, since I've been in a courtroom. So we're looking at like, I don't know, like 5 years or something. So I'll find my way through it. I got to get it done. Here is the deal. The child support agency doesn't understand anything from anybody except for a judgment signed by a sitting judge. They do not care about anything else. They don't care that the mother of the child is addicted to drugs. That they don't care about anything. The child support agency just doesn't care about anything except for money. And they take forever to do everything except to arrest you or to implement, you know, some type of enforcement action on you. They're quick about that, but they're slow in court and they're very slow to do stuff, to do anything of value anyway. So I need to go in front of a judge and probably make a lot of mistakes and ask a lot of questions, probably learn a lot of stuff and hopefully get a judgment that I can then forward to the child support agency, and hopefully my monthly child support obligation will get dropped down to close to zero as possible. But whatever, you never know. These judges do all kinds of things that are crazy. They make stuff up, and you know, they do stuff that's crazy all the time. You think that, you know, they should just, you know, logically just leave me alone. They don't do that. Only if the law says it's okay. If they can find a way through law to do it, then they'll do it. Otherwise, no soup for you. It's just the way it is. I want to mention something really quick about honest feedback. It's very hard to come by. And, you know, as much as I ask for it and I search for it, honest feedback is very, very, very helpful, very useful to me. And it's very hard to come by. So I'm in this Buzzsprout group, and this guy named, his name is Wesley, and he listened to this podcast and he submitted some feedback and a really nice, and now he was completely objective. You know, I don't even know who he is. and he just submitted some feedback to me, and that's very, very helpful to me. You know, if even bad feedback, as long as it's honest, is very useful to me. I ask people all the time for feedback, and I welcome it. If it's good or if it's bad, okay, fine, I don't care, as long as it's honest. Like, for example, like, if you tell me I suck, okay, that's fine, I suck, but I need you to tell me why I suck. That's very important. Very important. So this guy was nice enough to listen to a couple of my podcast episodes and then submit to me his feedback. And that is enormously powerful. And I was very thankful to him for that. And I read it all the time and I will live by it all the time. Very helpful, very useful.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it July, June 25th. I pay it 6 days early just so you guys don't freak out about that.